This week's parasha begins Isha Kisazria V'Yolda Zachar. When a woman gives birth to a baby boy, she shall be ritually impure for 7 days. And on the eighth day, when the boy is 8 days old, he shall be circumcised. The Gemara Masechtas Nida asks, why did the Torah command that a bris be on the eighth day? And the Gemara says something remarkable. Kedei shlo yu kulam samechim, so that not everyone shall be rejoicing at the bris, while the parents of the baby are sad. Why would the parents be sad? Because during the first 7 days after birth, the mother is still anida, and that limitation diminishes their simcha. But by the eighth day, she can immerse in a mikveh, and husband and wife can once again be together, fully able to rejoice. So the Torah delays the bris to ensure that everyone, including the parents, can be fully besimcha on this joyous occasion. But the question is, why is the Torah so concerned with maximizing the joy of the Bala Simcha? They were just zoicha to a miracle from Hashem, a baby boy. They're on the verge of bringing him tachas kanfei shechina. It's one of the happiest days of their lives. Do they really need even more joy? And perhaps this teaches us a profound lesson. How deeply we must be sensitive to the emotional state of the Bala Simcha. Oftentimes, people show up to a bris or to a wedding, and they're expecting a kibbut. And unfortunately, as we've seen many times, it doesn't always materialize in the way they hoped it would. And they're fuming throughout the entire simcha. Why did the brother-in-law from the other side get a bracha and I'm the great uncle and I got nothing? They didn't even give me benching. I remember when I made a simcha 25 years ago, I gave his son kvata. Where's the kar sataif? I remember when he made a bar mitzvah for his oldest son in Muncie, I traveled all the way from Brooklyn. I don't deserve some recognition. People keep making all kinds of cheshbonos. But we must remember, when you are at someone else's simcha, it's not about you. It's about being mesameich the bal simcha, showing up with a full heart and bringing joy, not grievances. We have to consider the emotional state of the bal simcha. He's juggling the caterer and the music and the photographer, financial stress, and a whirlwind of emotions. Your kibbut is the last thing on their mind. There will always be one or two people who are deserving of some honor. They will not get it. But generally speaking, the bal simcha is not out to settle any scores. There will always be a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rav or some ultra-sensitive great uncle that he didn't count on to be there. And that is why he's running short on kibbudim. So if the Torah delays a mitzvah to protect the emotional joy of the Bal Simcha, shouldn't we also be thoughtful of their feelings? And this brings to mind an incredible story. A Talmud from Yeshiva Torah Vadas was marrying off his daughter. So he and his wife and the Kala went to the home of the Rosh Yeshiva, Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, to invite him to the wedding and ask him to be the Masada Kedush. Rabbi Yaakov takes out his calendar and he asks them, so what time is the chuppah called for? And they tell him, 8 o'clock. He shakes his head, sorry, I have a prior commitment for that time. Come right after the chuppah, Meretz Hashem, and I'll dance with the chassan. And with that, he wished them all a heartfelt mazel tov and they left. On the day of the wedding, Rabbi Yaakov was informed that his original appointment was cancelled. So he made plans to arrive to the wedding hall at 8:30, right after the chuppah. He shows up at 8:30, and they haven't even begun the chuppah. Some chesed shemaza. Quickly, Rabbi Yaakov rushes downstairs, and he finds an empty room. He takes out a sefer, and he waits for nearly 40 minutes until after the chuppah is completed. A few of his talmidim, who noticed the Rosh Yeshiva, they huddled up in a corner, and they could not imagine why he was not upstairs participating in the chuppah. After the chuppah, Rabbi Yaakov came upstairs and his talmidim asked him, why was the Rosh Yeshiva hiding out downstairs in the coat room during the chuppah? And he told them, I'm sure that the mechutin made arrangements for a different Masada Kedushin. Had he known that I was in the hall, he would be in a terrible bind. After all, I was his first choice, and I'm much older than his second choice. He would be put in a terribly uncomfortable position of asking someone to defer his honor for me. Then he would have to placate that Rav with a different honor and displacing someone else, maybe a grandfather or a great uncle. So I felt that the best thing to do was stay secluded until after the chuppah had ended, sparing the mechutin even the slightest embarrassment of not having a kibbut for one of his esteemed guests. That was vintage Rabbi Yaakov, a gadol b'Yisrael who understood the emotional burden of a bal simcha, and he quietly protected it. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.